Hello, and thanks for joining us. My name is Matt Gervais, and I'm the site editor for SearchExchange.com. Today, expert Kevin Beaver and I are here to talk about exchange-related security risks and vulnerability. Kevin Beaver is an information security consultant, keynote speaker, and expert witness with Atlanta-based Principal Logic LLC. Kevin has authored or co-authored 7 books on information security, including Hacking for Dummies and Hacking Wireless Networks for Dummies. In addition, he's the creator of the Security on Wheels audio programs, providing security learning for IT professionals on the go. Thanks for joining us today, Kevin.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, we were brainstorming a little while ago, and you know, we wanted to talk about some security risks that exchange administrators might be facing. And So, you know, when we're talking about exchange-related security risks, you can talk about risks and vulnerabilities. So, you know, to start out, what's a good way to differentiate between risks and vulnerabilities?
Well, this is actually a common source of confusion in IT, and as trite as it may seem, it really does help to understand what's what. There are actually 3 components to the equation. There are risks, there are vulnerabilities, and there are threats. First off, threats are an indication of intent to cause some sort of disruption or damage or loss. Things like hackers or rogue employees or malware, those are all threats. With vulnerabilities, they are actual weaknesses that can be maliciously exploited by a threat. This includes things like missing patches, weak passwords, and so on. And then finally, you get to risks, which risk is basically the likelihood that disruption, damage, or loss is going to occur when a threat exploits a vulnerability. And this is the basis of qualitative risk analysis. So I know that it's a lot of terminology, and it seems a little basic, maybe a little nitpicky, but I really do think it helps to understand the basis of all this if you're going to get your head wrapped around everything that's going on related to security and exchange.
So, you know, when we're talking about risks, you know, obviously someone like you would know these risks, but, you know, what can someone do to quantify these and be able to explain to the higher-ups, you know, what are the true impact on the business?
Yeah, the things I've talked about recently and the things I continue to sort of get on my soapbox about, like patch management problems, audit logging and monitoring weaknesses, lack security testing of your exchange environment, and things like that, they can all lead to some pretty serious business problems. The thing is, I'm not a huge fan of trying to quantify specific risk numbers. You know, I think it could be an exercise in futility. People in IT are not necessarily mathematicians, at least I'm not. So coming up with all these percentages and specific numbers, I just don't think that's necessarily the best approach, and especially in every situation. So first off, you've got to be able to clearly understand and outline what it is that you're trying to accomplish. You know, look at the big picture. What are you trying to protect? Are you trying to protect sensitive information from being tampered with? Are you trying to make sure your security policies are being enforced? And then ask yourself, what outcomes are you looking for? Are you looking for a more robust messaging environment? Are you trying to get more money to spend on security or IT in general? Next, ask yourself, what are you trying to protect against? Is it just these random hack attacks? Is it malware? Or maybe it's malicious or sloppy users. And then finally, another factor that you can't overlook is compliance. As much as you probably want to stay away from compliance, it is there, and it is sort of overarching, and finds its measly little hands and into IT and every possible crevice, it seems like. So is your business required to comply with HIPAA? PCI, the new high-tech act, or maybe the state breach notification laws, things like that. So instead of calculating specific risk numbers based on the information that you get by asking yourself these questions, you can determine the threats and vulnerabilities you're up against and then proceed to calculate specific business risks that outline things like, this will be the outcome when this threat exploits this vulnerability. And you know, you may come up with financial risks. There may be system availability risks, maybe compliance-related risks. It all just depends on your specific circumstances. But regardless, these are the things that you have to keep in mind when calculating risk.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, it sounds like you got a, you know, pretty good laundry list there. So if you could just maybe drill down, and for those listening, what risks do you think are most critical, and which of these should be probably addressed first?
I think out of all the things that really stand out to me when it comes to exchange security and managing exchange risks, it's weak or lack security testing. Exchange systems are often, seems like almost always, excluded from any sort of in-depth security testing. It's often assumed that a basic vulnerability scan is enough to actually find what matters, but that's not true, and it can prove to really be dangerous to the business. The reality is that you can't protect what you don't acknowledge. So if you don't truly understand what's at risk, then you won't know where to focus your efforts. It's like what goal setting can do for your personal life or your career. You have to understand where you want to go and where you need to go before you can determine how to get there as quickly and efficiently as possible. So you've got to understand what you've got, and you've got to understand how it's at risk. That's the first critical step into this.
Kind of continuing with that theme, you know, maybe an exchange administrator is new and, you know, they want to take your advice to heart. What are some good first steps to really get going and really undertaking, you know, getting a stronger and more secure exchange system?
Right. I think the first step is probably to get management on board with what you're trying to do. You know, I still see a lot of pushback from management on security initiatives. If you can get them on your side from the get-go, it'll really help when you need to, you know, when you need more time, you need more budget to do what needs to be done.
And if I could just interject real quick, you know, what are some reasons that management have for not wanting to go forward with something like that?
How much time do you have? I see it all the time. It's usually a matter of budget. It's usually a matter of not understanding what's at risk or what's at stake with the business. It's a thing of mindset of, well, we have a firewall, we have antivirus software, and we encrypt our emails internally, so therefore we don't have anything to worry about. So it's general ignorance, really, when you look at it. But it's a lot of oversight and a lot of poor decisions being made without knowing all the facts. So really, beyond that, getting management on board, going back to my previous point, you have to know what's where and how it's at risk. You may, in fact, have to swap these steps depending on politics and culture in your organization. You know, you may want to find out what's where and how it's at risk and then go and present that to management. That could help you get more buy-in into what you're trying to do. But really, either way, the excuse of we don't know what we don't know is no longer valid. So find out where your exchange environment stands. If you see that everything's checking out okay, odds are you haven't looked deep enough, or odds are you're not using the right tools or the right techniques. And this is especially true if it's the first time you've really looked at exchange security with a critical eye.
Okay, well, thanks a bunch, Kevin. I know that these steps and suggestions will be very helpful for people trying to, secure their systems more effectively. So we don't want to make this podcast too long, but if you were to give our listeners, if you had any closing thoughts on securing exchange environments, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah, I would say just if you take anything away from this, just know that exchange needs to be included in the scope of your overall information security testing. I know it doesn't seem very sexy, and, you know, messaging seems kind of boring sometimes, but it is a very critical application to just about every business. So you have to include it, and you have to, you know, just make sure you're looking at it from the right angles, because if you don't, it can come back and bite you.
Okay, well, thanks a bunch, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Matt.